KHUM is Freeform Independent Radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
As you may know, Coastal Currents is brought to us weekly by the people of Cocotat. Thank you, Cocotat! Also, Bayside Garden Supply. Thank you, Bayside Garden! Come on, Cocotat, Bayside Garden, come here, give me a hug.
Oh, I love you guys.
Thank you for caring about clean water and getting people out on the bay and all of that. Luckily, the water's clean enough and we needn't worry about its future. Here to fill us in, as always, we've got Beth Werner from Humboldt Baykeeper. Beth, how are you today?
Doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm well. Are you enjoying the sunshine? Is it sunny in Eureka today?
It is sunny in Eureka today. It's gorgeous.
So nice down here. Loving it. So what we want to talk about today is the Clean Water Act. And I think a pretty good jumping off point would be this statement that I read somewhere about clear cuts being less bad for fish than logging roads. Have you ever heard that?
I have. And yeah, I guess that could be our kicking off point. So, as you may or may not know, the Clean Water Act is having its 40th anniversary. Yeah, Clean Water Act! And it's very exciting. But unfortunately, we are celebrating this with some real threats to the Clean Water Act. And you may ask yourself, okay, well, why do I care about the Clean Water Act? And it's the most effective tool we have to protect our right to clean water. And so that's fishable, drinkable, and swimmable water. And as you know, Humboldt Baykeeper is part of the Waterkeeper Alliance with over 200 waterkeepers worldwide, and we're banding together to have a campaign to educate people about the assault on the Clean Water Act and to let people know that it's our right to clean water and that we need to take control of that and make sure that we have that for our future.
Now, the assault on the Clean Water Act, which if you go over to HumboldtBaykeeper.org, you can see this now, and you know, please email Senator Boxer, Senator Feinstein, and so forth. It turns out Mike Thompson is essentially in favor of that which we are about to discuss.
Yeah, there are three bills that we're going to discuss, and one of them, astonishingly enough, Mike Thompson voted to support, and that is what we've called the Drinking Pesticides Act. And that is on our website, but we give him the Dead Fish Award for that. And what that does is it exempts industrial pesticide applications in and around public waterways from the Clean Water Act. And when people think of pesticides and herbicides, you think, well, why do you use them? And you use them to kill things, to kill bugs and so forth on your plants. And an industrial pesticide application means a much larger scale of pesticides and herbicides. And pesticides are capable of killing aquatic life directly and within a short period of time. So this is a very, very large threat to the aquatic life in our rivers and streams.
Now, what I don't understand is what kind of person, like specifically, like what legislator would want this on their record where they would be in favor, they would vote yes on exempting industrial pesticide applications in and around public waterways?
I have the same question, actually, and I would love to have an answer that made sense. I don't. What it comes down to is that it's all a political game, and there are a couple other acts that we do support his decisions on, and that is in support. There's a Dirty Water Act where he voted no, and that would strip the Environmental Protection Agency of its power to oversee Clean Water Act permits, and we support him in that, but it really doesn't make sense why we would exempt industrial pesticides from the Clean Water Act, and it's not okay. There's going to be huge impacts for years and years to come.
Yeah, for everybody.
Yeah,
literally everybody who drinks water would be affected by this.
Certainly. And we are educating the community and telling people what's going on. And for our listeners outside of Humboldt County, I really suggest that you get online, go to the Waterkeeper Alliance page, just Google it, and see if there's a waterkeeper in your area. I guarantee you they're somewhere close, and see if your legislator, you know, voted for supporting these acts, which are just absolutely atrocious, and they're not okay.
No, they're not okay. There's a couple more here that I'd like to power through. By the way, I think there's a Borked link on one of them, S-1369, the so-called Dead Salmon Act. And the reason I mentioned clear-cutting versus roads and affecting fish habitat is that the roads, they're there for so long, and they just degrade and degrade and degrade, and all that mud slips into the water. Turbidity, or visibility, goes down. As the turbidity goes up, fish can't see the food, they choke, everybody is unhappy.
And there is an act on there that would exempt logging road sediment from the Clean Water Act, and locally...
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Beth. Let's back it up for a second. You need to say that again with the full force of what that actually means. Them's crazy words. Please repeat that in a slow, heavy, like, movie trailer sort of voice.
It would exempt logging road sediment from the Clean Water Act.
Dun, dun, dun.
Seriously.
Yeah. What?
Atrocious.
It's crazy.
And locally, we know that what that does to salmon habitat. You're suffocating salmon. You're suffocating other fish. You're killing their habitat. You're degrading water quality. I mean, these are absolutely not okay. And it's our right to clean water that is being impacted here.
Well, luckily, we have the Environmental Protection Agency who oversees the Clean Water Act permits, right? I mean, at least we have that.
Well, funny you should mention that. We have the Dirty Water Act, which would strip the Environmental Protection Agency of its power to oversee the Clean Water Act permits.
Again, hold on. You're just rolling over this. That is insanity.
It is total insanity. The EPA would be stripped of its power to oversee Clean Water Act permits. So we're doing a do-loop here of just spiraling down, and our water quality is going with it.
For the record, Congressman Thompson did vote no on that one.
Correct. He did vote no on that, and the Congress passed it. So now it's at the Senate level, and President Obama is waiting to see what the Senate will do. We have, I believe, Senator Boxer has come out, you know, opposing it, obviously, and Obama said that if it does pass the Senate, he's going to try to veto it. But, you know, it's all politics, and we need to have our voices heard and tell him that he has to do that. It cannot go through.
That is, I feel like we're maybe like reading The Onion right now.
It does feel like that. I mean, these acts are absolutely absurd, and they're happening in a time where people are, you know, we're in a crazy climate right now, and a lot of bad things are happening in our government, and they're kind of sneaking these through like it's not a big deal, and it's a huge, huge deal.
Well, I, for one, might actually write to... I don't think I've ever written a letter to any senator ever, or even an email, but this is beyond the pale. That's nuts.
You know what I would suggest to anyone who has that same feeling? In your letter, write, I've never contacted anyone ever, but this is so big that it's bringing me to do that. You know, we've written letters, but they expect, you know, the Waterkeeper Alliance to write letters, but individual letters hold a lot of weight.
Dear Senator Boxer, let's draft this right now. Let's workshop this.
Okay.
I have been jostled from my lazy stupor of a constituency into writing you. Normally, I can't even pick up the remote because I'm too lazy. But this dead salmon thing that exempts logging road sediment from the Clean Water Act, that's just bananas. Love.
And I love drinking clean water, and I love fishing in clean water, and having a live fish to catch. I love to be alive.
Yeah, I like not drinking pesticides.
Well, these are not okay.
So there's more information about this over at Humboldt Baykeeper's website, humboldtbaykeeper.org, and that is all the time we have for this week, unless there's anything else that you've got going on that we could quickly mention?
I would just say stay tuned. There's a lot more coming with this campaign, and if anyone has a question, give me a call, 268-0664. That's my direct line. Or people can check out our website, humboldtbaykeeper.org.
All right. And, of course, Beth at humboldtbaykeeper.org. Hey, thank you so much. That was a real, we all know government is kind of weird at times, but we also understand the system is weird and voters are weird. But this is extra weird.
This is extra, extra disappointing.
Disney haunted house spooky. All right. Thanks a lot, Beth. We'll catch you next week.
Take care, Mike.
All right. Another episode of Coastal Currents on the books.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.